This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Shit, it's all just dumb gay politics. America's gotten kind of whack, but we're not gonna let it go down like that, cause we got a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. Ooh, it's all shit, it's all shit. Are we gonna die? I don't know. You're extreme. I am extreme. It's all shit. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. This shit is Trumpanus. T-R-U-M-P-A-N-A-N-A-S. What? I don't know. I don't even know.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Dumb Gay Politics. I'm Julie.
And I'm Brandy.
And we're on a gay cruise currently right now.
The biggest cruise ship, right?
Apparently it's the biggest cruise ship on the seas. The biggest one. It's
the biggest one in the world.
8,000 people. Yeah.
So there's 7,995 no. gay guys and five women, including me and Julie.
Well, there's 54 or 5,700 guests.
Okay.
And then something like literally like 1,500 to 2,000 staff. It's insane. This thing is insane. I've never seen
everywhere we
like
go.
This.
You're like, this is huge.
It's huge. It's huge. It's enormous. It's filled. We heard the song, "It's Raining Men," and what did you say? You're like, it's fucking storming men.
It was like
here.
It's hailing men. It's snowing men. It's tornadoing men.
It's the most men that I've ever been around at one time, but and also with the least amount of women. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like
the ratio.
There's other. Yeah, I've been on other trips, but there's been more women. Like I feel like there's literally 10 women here.
Well, because there's less men. Even on the other trips we've done,
right?
The staff. I mean, we just start hanging with the staff, not even the entertainment staff, like the actual cruise staff.
Right.
Like we see a woman walking by carrying laundry and we're like, hey, girl.
Right.
Hey.
Right. Yeah. Like, how's it going for you? What's your name? Karen. Hi. Yeah. Well, no, we're just hanging out. We're just doing that, too.
But the one good thing is our room looks like a tornado hit it. And there is a tornado, but we're not going to get into it because Julie's scaredy cat of weather. But
I hate weather.
We're just getting this off for you guys, but there's one amazing thing happening that has had yet to happen in the history of five episodes of Dumb Gay Politics, and it's this. Put the microphone up to it.
Okay. Drinking.
That was a toast.
Alcohol.
Cheers.
Out of bathroom glasses, right?
There's no stemware in the room, y'all.
There's no stem room in the room, y'all.
Stem room?
There's stemware. I'm already drunk.
We're drinking champagne. However, sometimes with these cruises, there's rules where you can bring on two bottles of wine.
Right.
And two bottles of water.
Uh-huh.
But every single thing else needs to be purchased.
Yeah, that's where they get you. You think you're going to go on a cruise, it's going to be great, it's going to be all inclusive, everything's included. Oh, wonderful. But it's not all included. And you get on board, and you're like, oh, sure, I'll have that, because no money exchanges hands. And you're like, oh, yes, of course I want a drink. And I want a pina colada. And, oh, of course I want to try a cigar and all that bijou scarf and whatever the fuck.
Bijou.
Fake emerald earrings. At the end of the cruise, you think you're going to just spend a couple hundred dollars, but you've literally spent $1,200 only on whiskey.
We've done that so much. So here's what we do. This is a little tip from us to you. You buy everyone knows from Vanderpump that you can buy the stupid fucking sunblock bottles and put your alcohol in it.
Right.
We think that's very basic. P.S. Why would I show up with 14 bottles of sunblock? And that's how many I would need for the level of vodka that we have. I don't even want to seriously let you know that I went to a liquor store yesterday without Julie and bought the giant, like, Costco-style Ugh, and the vodka is so gross. I'm not even going to tell you what kind I got. But
ew, what is it? Is it called like borscht?
No, it's Svedka, but I'm not that mad at Svedka.
No, I'm not mad at Svedka.
Basically, two giant Costco-sized bottles of Svedka and a giant Costco-sized bottle of Jack, okay? Very low budge. So then, this gay alarm is about to go off. Hold on, I'm going to let you guys hear it to signal that we're 1 minute away from ending, but I want y'all to hear this song. I've been in Texas, so I keep saying y'all.
Time to wake up and get really gay.
You were already born gay.
Yeah, that's right.
You wake up and get gay.
That's
you must
right.
have been
activate.
Singing that since
gayness activate because it wasn't activated. I wasted so many years. If only I had that alarm when I was six. God, so many years wasted.
All right, how do I get this off? Okay.
And
God, this
those
new
of
iPhone.
You who are gay know what I'm talking about. Who didn't get to be gay when they were 12. But then you're like 19 and all the best years of your high school have gone by. But finally you touch a vagine and you're like, oh.
Well, I'm sure some people listening didn't care about touching
or whatever.
Right. Okay, well, really quick. Basically what you do if you're not a basic bitch is you buy these clear canteens. Uh-huh.
Like a Camelback, like a soft.
Yeah, like it's a water bottle, but it's the bottle, it's like a hot water bottle that you put on your stomach back when you had cramps in like the 60s or something. I don't know, but it's made of plastic and it's clear. Mm-hmm. Then you fill these bottles up with the liquor.
Yeah.
And then you hide them at the bottom of your bag and basically an x-ray machine can't pick them up. But every time it's just very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, because they'll steal your bag and or not steal it, but they'll confiscate the bag. And there was one time when, see, basically the thing is on a cruise, they don't let you bring alcohol. You can bring two bottles of wine, but that's it. You can't because
we already
said
that.
To spend the money. So you got to hide the shit. One cruise, it was a long time ago.
We were babies. We didn't know how to do it.
No, and I put the full bottles of alcohol in my luggage.
We both did.
Right. Then I get a card is left in your room, and it's like, meet at the Northern Lights to go through the bag patrol.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? Bag patrol? And you
no,
go down
but
there.
We knew instantly that we were fucked.
Right. Because they're going to open your bag and be like, is this bottle of vodka for you? And you got to be like, I don't know how that got
there,
sir.
Yeah, they're like, we detected some contraband in your luggage.
Right.
We go down to the club, yep. Northern Lights. Yep. There's a huge long line.
Yes.
I am fully dying. Not just because now I'm going to get caught with the contraband, but because most importantly, the contraband will now be confiscated until the end of the cruise. And what we do is spend another $1,200 on just whiskey.
Right.
So I'm... sweat's pouring off me. I'm horrified. I'm dying. And Julie walks up, finds our bag in the group, both two huge bags, and just walks out the door with them.
But then I brought them back. I did bring them back because I thought that I went back to the room. I
took alcohol out.
Then took the bags, brought them back.
Put them in the
pretended
group.
Pretended like they were just, or never had left. And then, because they called your number. So it was like number 100. And then you're like, oh, me? Ooh.
And then we stood then, there like the biggest cunts like this. Like we're like, what? What'd you find? Oh, I guess you must have just seen my perfume bottle. I'll take my bag now, losers. Mm-hmm. And it was
like,
real
so,
fun.
So very sorry. We saw bottles of vodka and so we did not know. I was like, hi, I'm going to speak to the manager about this.
All right. We got to go.
Okay.
So we're going to end this segment. And it's time to do Eye of the Shitstorm, bitches.
And the shitstorm was fucking out of control this week.
Shit, motherfucker, ass tits, cunt, cock, motherfucker, shit, ass tits, motherfucker, shit, come on. You take some shit, put it up on the wall, check it out for a while. You take that shit.
All right. Well, this week, the Eye of the Shitstorm was a shit show called The Inauguration. So let's get into it.
Oh, like, I mean, where to begin?
Well, how about this?
Okay.
I'm going to say that I never have felt more strongly when, you know, the Trump family finally arrived, that they were alien robots covered in fake skin. And I don't know if it was their...
Like Westworld?
Yes, exactly like Westworld. I was like, they aren't real. Someone has now murdered that whole family and built bots with skin.
I felt like Tiffany walked around like just like, hooey.
Her gloves.
Hooey. This is so fun. I got my hair done and stuff.
I mean, like, yeah. She just messes up the aesthetic of the family, I gotta say.
Well, I also will just want to, I want to say that, I don't know if you got to see all the, before the Trump family walked in, all the celebrities that were there.
I definitely saw.
Did
the very
you watch
beginning.
All the celebrities walk in? I mean, they needed a full commentator to watch, to show us who was. I mean, it was a cavalcade of who's who was coming in. It was like, oh, it's a who's who of not one celebrity, really. There isn't one. No, no, here they're streaming in now. Yes, yes, there's. And yes, yes, and oh, there's that guy. And oh, there's that other guy. Oh, there's another woman in a fur. Spectacular. Well, there's some more white people. Oh, there's a group of white guys chanting, lock her up. Oh, you can really feel the love. What a coming together. Really, it really was.
I feel like they would find two guys sitting together that they wanted to be gay, and they just stay on
to
them.
Show some sort of LGBT.
And then they'd find
there.
Like one black guy, and I'd be like, I'm pretty sure he's like security, and they'd stay on him.
Yeah, but then they'd cut to there's Bob Dole being rolled in.
Oh,
let's
wait,
warm up some corpses please. And get him propped up for the whole inauguration.
Can I just tell you that I don't know if you watched when everyone walked out, but I was like, who is this decrepit fucking Garganon sitting at the top of the stairs saying hello to everyone from Obama and Michelle to fucking Bill and Hillary? And I was like, who the fuck is that? I'm straight. I had to go. I literally Googled wheelchair inauguration. A thing came up and it was like some person like on Reddit being like, who is that guy in the wheelchair? Like talking to every single person. Mm-hmm. And it was like Bob Dole and his wife, Libby.
Libby.
We'll talk soon. And I'm like, get away from everyone.
When they rolled him in at first, Bob Dole, I mean, and this is like, he's run for president, by the way. But
I know who he is. I just didn't
just
recognize
for anyone
him.
Who didn't know. Oh. When they rolled him in, the best part was they rolled him in, but couldn't make the wheelchair fit into the corner.
He was in the
so
corner
it was like
at
a full Marine just being like, awful, horrible. There was, I mean, in,
okay,
well, Carter was there, which was, he also, the two of them walking in was just, it was just so white. Like,
it was gross.
It's Hillary,
guys,
though.
There was guys
in a beautiful white outfit, I felt.
I'm sorry, her and Ivanka both had on bizarre white pantsuits.
Yes.
With a weird, just a confusing collar feature.
Well, that seems to be in, because Melania had her confusing collar feature, too.
And, oh, yeah, but Ivanka was in the white, like Hillary, and then they're jackets or dress
like capes.
Dresses went all the
they
way to
like
their
capes.
Knees.
I thought she looks like a virgin queen now who is waiting for her dragon to swoop down to spew flames and burn everyone alive.
You mean
I thought
Ivanka
that would happen.
Or Hillary.
Hillary. I thought that she'd call for her dragon like in Game of Thrones and they'd burn everyone. I mean, that's just what I thought.
Well, there was a dragon breathing hoping. Fire next to her, and it was Bill Clinton, because I'm letting yes. you know right now, he never closed his mouth. I saw he can't breathe out of his nose. He has a deviated septum or a pound of hooker jizz up his nose, or I don't know, but yeah. He can't breathe out of it. Although I saw one funny meme that you guys got to find on Instagram. Did you see it? I tagged you on it. That said,
yeah, I would. Yes. Yeah.
I wish Bill Clinton would look at me yeah. like the way, or I wish my boyfriend would look at me the way Bill Clinton looks at every other woman that's not his wife. Yes. That was the only 1.2 seconds where he had his mouth closed. His mouth was hanging open. He gets on my last nerve.
Well, he's a scumbag.
He is.
I'm sorry, but he is a scumbag.
Is a
I mean, he's
skanky,
a full straight up
it was
yeah, a skank, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's like a skank at the club.
That's right.
You know what I mean? He's like literally a skank at the club.
But don't you worry, because we're going to get into that in the next segment, because I'm going to have to do a tiny little rant about it. Okay, so then his speech happened.
That dumbass fucking speech. I mean, that was, I'm sorry, like, that was the worst speech. Chuck Schumer's speech was also bad. I didn't like Chuck Schumer's speech. I thought that was a piece of shit.
Oh, why? Because he read that weird letter?
Like, here's a letter from a civil war. Like, save it.
How
know.
Graceful, though, was Obama and, like, just... Ugh. I mean, I couldn't watch enough
amazing.
Of them walking and touching arms, shoulders,
yeah.
and
yep.
shaking and doing,
yep.
doing hands on shoulders. And just Obama just, I mean, just they yep. were just... And Michelle, I felt like, was... It had her... Puss clenched, her b-hole clenched, and her jaw clenched to do whatever she could to not just roll her fucking eyes at the very yeah. end. Like, she was just like,
Yeah.
Anything she could do, because she just wanted to be like, ugh, you're done, sir.
Yeah. I don't get the sense that Michelle is that mad at Melania, though.
At all. I don't get the sense at all.
You know what I mean?
No.
I feel like,
well, no
you
one
can
is.
Tell at the
We're
beginning
not.
With her and Hillary, she hated Hillary.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, could you believe in Hillary's... Anyway, whatever, yeah. I don't get the sense. I think they feel sorry for Melania like we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, no. The Obamas were so nice to me. I went there, sat down. I look around. I spend time with my eyes looking. And I say, oh, it's wonderful. Michelle wears the dress nicely. And so they're nice to me. What do you want?
And they separated you from Baron. And I know you guys are so codependent.
Well, Baron, you know, they say that he's got the autism, but I don't know that that's really it. He's just a young man. He needs mother. You know, mother needs son. That's how we do it, you know. So I don't like to be separate, but it's fine. They're so nice. They were very nice. But, you know, now it's time to have, you know.
Well, she was smiling, which I like. I mean, Ivanka, even with her beautiful face, she wasn't really smiling with teeth. But the... I was kind of surprised. I know there was like really violent protests.
Oh yeah.
And if some of you guys out there didn't listen to the speech, just they have this full speech everywhere online. You should watch it. It's not that long.
No, it's 8 minutes.
It's super easy to listen to because it's all
basic
lies.
Words.
Yeah, and you know, big propaganda promises that mean nothing.
Oh, I'm gonna get rid of like Islamic terrorism.
We're all gonna walk on water, and money is literally gonna grow. You know what? I invented a thing that where money's gonna grow on trees. I'm gonna do the thing that we all thought about when we were kids. Like, well, if there's not enough money, why don't we just print more? He's probably gonna do that.
That you're absolutely right. That is literally what his, that's literally what he does. And what that's
but
right.
So we urge you to just Google it because it's easy to watch. But the protesters were super violent, and that's like a whole thing. I swear to God, I think they sent like Larry King's car on fire. I swear I heard that.
Really?
And they like broke a Fox News truck. But when I heard them, weren't those motherfuckers up on like a huge balcony?
I didn't realize that.
And they were up on a balcony, right? That whole thing happened up on a balcony. The
inauguration. Yeah.
And you could hear those protesters.
Oh,
you heard
constantly
them.
Through the whole thing.
And it's like, how loud did those people have to be to hear them
so
all the way
loud.
Up there? You know what
so
I mean?
Loud.
So loud. That's like how intense it was.
At the same time, those are probably the same people that were doing that at the DNC. Like, there is something annoying about them.
Well, yeah. Anyone protesting fucking bugs
like,
on.
Like, you know what? Just like...
Protest this.
Sweet moves. Just speaking of sweet moves, also Google Melania and Donald's first dance. You want to talk about romance? Look at that thing. Look at that thing bobbling around. Look at that.
I did miss the dance.
The dance was like, it looked like two people who are divorced who get back together for their kid's bar mitzvah or wedding and are just putting on a nice face so that everyone can see that they're in solidarity. But I mean, they do not look happy. They don't look happy together. And maybe he never probably would because he's just wouldn't. But she does not look like a happy person.
Well, I feel I like catch myself going like, I feel so bad for Melania. I'm like, poor Melania, dude. And now he's what? Fat?
He got so fat.
Literally was on the phone
it's
with Julie
like blowing up.
And he comes out and I'm like, they are showing the clips of the CIA. And I was like this, ew, what happened to his face? And she's like, he got hugely obesely fat. And then I go, in a week? And she's like, mm-hmm. So I'm assuming he sat at Mira Vitiligo Resort in Florida and was eating what? Filet mignon and like scalloped potatoes with all the fucking cronies.
Oh yeah. He definitely has gout.
Why is he gaining weight that quickly? He looks really
moving.
Weird.
Yeah, he does look weird. He looks fucking bloated.
I'll tell you right now, that is going to be a deal breaker. If he thinks he's a joke now or he doesn't get respect, and by the way, he doesn't get any respect. Ugh. If he turns fat too, like...
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
That is not going to be
because they're already
pretty.
On his hair and his skin. There's stuff online about like, he taped his tie down. Like the tie, you saw tape on
oh
his tie.
God.
Like, what a loser, taping his tie down. I mean, there's just some stuff where it's like, you know, yeah, sometimes you do have to tame your tie
you,
down.
Obviously.
What are you going to do? Like, well, girls tape shit together all
oh
the time.
Oh, my God.
Like, there's some stuff that
people.
You can get on, but some stuff just
and you
like,
know what it is?
Come
it's
on.
Tiffany Trump's fucking gloves.
Taff. Taff, this is fun. Woo! This is fun.
Well, I'm wondering if next time, I know you guys might think that this wasn't long enough because we didn't get to talk about the speech, which, you know, there's two rules, buy American and hire American.
Which he doesn't do.
Those are our new two rules.
Which he's never done.
He's promising he's going to do now. Hey, and you know what he'd say to Hillary? He'd say, well, if you didn't want me to do that, then you should have made, you've been in the Senate all this time. You've been a senator.
Right. It's everyone else's fault. It's everyone else's fault. Absolutely. That's why women wear burkas.
But you guys, if you, the thing is, we're going to cut this off because ultimately there's more newer news.
That is true.
Because it happens every day, doesn't
it? It's crazy. The amount of news that's been coming out has been like a barrage. Yeah. We can't keep up with it. No.
So, but we're really going to chop up the inauguration and snort a line of it, but we can't because we did what we could. I know, there was a lot. We've got to keep it pushing.
Three Doors Down, Toby Keith, the piano guys. I mean, please, I could sit and talk about all the performances.
The lady from America's Got Talent,
Jackie,
with the trans sister.
Chicago, yeah. Or whatever.
That, not good. I didn't think that was
where
good.
No. Also, anyone who sings like that isn't even good.
She can't sing the national anthem.
I hate that stuff. Hate. Like, hate it. I can't even tell you how much I hate. I don't like opera, and I hate that kind of fucking singing. Like, no.
We gotta go. Our producers are gonna kill us. This is why we're not allowed to be let loose.
She's a trans sister?
Oh my God, there's a whole thing with the trans sister.
Didn't even know that.
Oh, there's a whole thing because she's the only one who agreed to perform at the thing, and then the trans sister's not going, and there are this huge thing.
But Caitlin's there.
Was Caitlin there?
I'm assuming Caitlin said she was going. So come on, trans people. Caitlin's there, so you should feel great about it.
All right, so
come on, everybody.
We got a roll, and basically we're going to our next segment. We're keeping it pushing.
All right.
It's a premiere of a brand new thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where we rename 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Sunny day, sleeping up.
How to get to Labia Street.
Did we try to harmonize?
No, I went down like tried to
Labia
rock.
Street. Yeah. Like that?
Went to Labia Street. Yeah, it's my favorite street.
All right, so this is a brand new segment where we rename Pennsylvania Avenue. As I said, the name will always change. It could be Bigotry Street, Hypocrisy Street, yeah. Celebrity Street.
Racism Street.
That's right. But this
Rape
week,
Street.
It's Labia Street. And do you know what? Know why, meow meow?
We all know why. I mean, the most incredible thing happened.
The Women's March?
Yeah, I mean, you can't... Listen, whatever you think. I mean, and they were talking about it ad nauseum on the news, both sides and all that shit. Like, whatever you think.
And on social media.
That shit was intense. People were like... 4 million people came out.
I mean, that was the biggest thing ever. One of those things like, hey, you know what? Martin Luther King, I called him and I said, hey, buddy... You were doing it. You were living. And I said to myself, I'm not fucking going to any march unless Martin Luther King resurrects from the dead. And then I follow him. And now I'm like, I guess I have to now because everybody went to that shit. Everybody. That shit's going down in history.
It is going
her story.
I will give a confession that I don't like marches just in general. I don't care what it is.
I don't either.
Gay pride, I don't mind. Maybe just because it's fun.
That's supposed to be a parade and not a march.
Right, a parade.
I don't like parades either.
I don't like really groups of people together. It makes me feel uncomfortable. But so I probably wouldn't go anyway. But
no,
watching the numbers, just watching the sheer numbers and the people come out was a good feeling.
Yeah, it was.
Like, it really was
amazing.
A good feeling.
It was great.
And you see, like, just to see, like, not just the positive shit.
Of course,
negative. You know, the negative stuff put aside. But it was just like seeing like husbands and sons
children.
And being like, I love my mom, and I like seeing that. I do like seeing
of course
of the guys coming out or whatever, and women being empowered,
that,
and
that the energy was like crazy
just
and
love, and
also knowing that at any time we can fucking
somebody's gonna be like, not feeling it. Who's coming out?
Yeah,
4 million people like, we're coming.
And you know what I was thinking that really made me happy about it is how. A lot of this, like, more recent Trump stuff, and you've been saying this from the beginning, but especially now that administration, the elect administration, which is now there, has been such a propaganda machine lately. Like, it's just been putting out so much propaganda and going against the media. And every time he says something bad about the media, it makes me think of you. And you're like, that's what Hitler would do, and that's what a dictator does. And it does get scary where it's like, wow, he's... you know, he's taking the people who love him and he's sort of alienating them from trusting the media and from trusting people in their own family.
Which is what a cult leader does.
Yeah, and what you do always
and
say.
And what an authoritarian what a, does. You know,
so then I was like...
You slowly chip away at your freedom and you slowly get manipulated
yeah.
by it.
So you all... This is the... By the way, this is the shit I hear myself from Julie telling me every minute. So I'm like... So when this march happened, that was the thing that made me the most happy. That was that I was like, you're not going to fucking fuck with us, because when... One lady in Hawaii is going to say, let's do a women's march. If, you know, a month later, 4 million people show up. It's like, it made me feel less scared. Like, you're not going to take us over right. and you're not going to fucking mind control us. And you're not going to Scientology us because right. we're not going to get mind controlled.
Right.
But on by that same token, mm-hmm. we also don't have to get mind controlled by the march. Which was filled with lots of tool bags, too.
That is true.
I mean...
I would like to, if, you know, I would make a mandate that spoken word isn't allowed at a march. Like, you
you're
know
gonna,
what I mean?
You're
gonna
Sister,
call- mother, holding corn, holding husks.
Definitely holding corn.
Walking down, mother, huh, you will not own this. She came up through holding... Cigar, tobacco, running through the fields. No.
No.
I just spit.
Well.
I hate spoken word. I'm just going to say that.
I know.
In any form. I fucking hate it.
Okay. So, well, I had to watch it on a plane and everyone around me was watching Bravo and I'm like looking at Alicia Keys doing some shit. And I'm like, am I the only one watching the news? What's wrong with everyone on this plane? So, I just want to quickly say that I do think it's weird. I thought the march was confusing because on social media it was called a women's mm-hmm. women's march. Mm-hmm. But CNN and MSNBC had like a clear agenda. And I want to say while I was watching it on the plane, it was all over CNN. It was all over MSNBC. Yep. It was all over HLN. And yep. then not on Fox News. Not even one bit of coverage on Fox News. Not one. I was like, oh, okay.
But like, we heard some women are out on the street.
No, they did not even.
They didn't even show one thing.
No. They weren't the when it was
I don't
all,
think I ever put it on Fox
when
News.
It was all live. I was switching through and it was like it wasn't there. It was like not discussing it. So but for CNN, when I turned to CNN, it's like Michael Moore in his vulgarian turkey neck jiggling around calling it a Trump protest. They didn't Michael Moore did not mention the word woman. He didn't mention right. women's rights. He didn't right. mention anything about women.
Right.
To him, it was a Trump protest. And that's how CNN was posing it to everyone. And I just thought that was a clear agenda. So I was confused. I was like, is it a women's march or is it a Trump protest?
I think it turned into something else. I think it was like it was a Trump protest. It was also racial. It was super racial. Like, I know that's controversial to say, but there was a lot of like race stuff.
There was? I didn't know that.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. I mean, which is fine, but
it just confused the issue. I think all that
confuses the issue.
Again, we're not going to play a clip because we don't have time, but and fuck a clip because obviously the sexual chocolate angel from heaven
yes.
was Van Jones. And Julie was the first one on that shit. She was like, watched the full speech and was like, grr, get into it, which of course I did. We're not playing a clip because if you guys don't stop what you're doing right now, I don't care if you're administering CPR and yeah. Google that shit.
He was the first one to acknowledge that liberals can be a bunch of fucking douchebags. That
everyone needs to raise their game.
Yeah, that everyone Step needs to raise their game. And also you and that whole idea of like using just being like a snobby elitist. You know,
right.
he did put word to that, I think.
And he mentioned Grindr. I thought the fact that he said, we want to talk about real love, like mama bear love.
Oh, yeah,
not
mama bear
fake
love. Yeah, yeah.
Get off Tinder, get off Grindr. And I was like, work, girl, work.
Yes.
How dare he say Grindr? Yeah. That is next level. I love that.
Yeah, I do like that, too. I do like that he said, yeah, that. I think that if that women's march were to go on once a year, it would be more like, it is kind of like gay pride in a way, where it's,
yeah.
like, it's all the colors of the.
Yeah,
the women. And
well, it was women, and there was a lot of gay guys there.
Yeah, because
every gay guy we knew was there.
Gay guys and gay people feel akin to the women's struggle, and
yeah.
that's why it's racial too. Because
well,
ultimately,
gay people
at the
love
end
an
of the
equality
day,
conversation.
Well, at the end of the day, ultimately, yeah. Well, that I think that's what you're doing. That's why because that's what I've said that sexism as the root of all evil, and then you bring together all of the people who have been oppressed by the evil. It all comes back to women. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
So that's, but it, that particular thing was confusing because everyone had a different fucking thing that they wanted to talk about. And God, and then Madonna got up there. And what the fuck is she talking about?
We're not even getting into
and
that bullshit.
What's her name went
but,
insane.
But so, oh, Ashley Judd.
Oh my God.
I know you guys. But the main thing you do need to do is Google Van Jones. I just feel like there, in regards to Van Jones' speech, there was a lot of gross, mean signs. And it, something that was supposed to be about, like, I guess, love and coming together and support sort of turned into, like, an we all hate Trump rally, which I'm not even against people. They were lost and disenfranchised after the election and they needed to come together, women and men, and good for them. They should get to do that. You know what I mean? I'm happy that they did. But when you're holding up, like, a disgusting, insulting sign that's, like, you know, every, like, a lot of girls were like, we're going to take the word pussy back and we're pussy grabbers. And it was all about pussy, pussy, pussy. And which Julie and I have been saying pussy since we were in someone's pussy. So and Julie was probably in someone's pussy last night. But it's like we don't I guess I just feel like, first of all, I think that's hypocritical because Trump is disgusting like that. And when you lower yourself to that level, and I know people just wanted to be funny. I get it. I stop the record every 5 seconds trying to be funny. And people are like, we're all offended. So you can shut the fuck up. But mainly what I really found hypocritical for me, and I didn't think Trump was going to win after that pussy grabbing tape got released. Uh-huh. I didn't. And I was legit shocked that he won. And I thought that that tape was horrific and awful. However, that wasn't something that he bandied about during the debates and stuff. He said, like, a bunch of, like, stuff outright that was awful and shocking.
Yep.
That was a private thing he said.
Right.
I hate Bill Clinton. So I would love to know, and my friend Anne, she's listening, and she's a class act. She campaigned for Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And she was at the march. Every single person we know was at the march. Julie and I were out of town. We would not have been there because we don't like crowds. And traffic and stuff, but
oh my God, traffic. Ew.
So,
ugh.
But Anne was there, and it's like, but my thing is, how many people love Bill Clinton that mm-hmm. were holding signs that were like, oh, you know, grab my pussy, or you want to take your tiny fingers and grab a pussy, or whatever, or some mean thing to Trump, or whatever, uh-huh. some gross thing that he deserves.
Yeah.
But I'm here to let you know this, in case any of you don't know or you've forgotten. Bill Clinton was a 50-year-old married man who had sex with or didn't have sex with her. He fingered a 22-year-old intern. Do you know how young 22-year-old? That's a little girl, and she's an intern. He's the boss of all of us, not just her. He fucking stuck a cigar up her pussy and fucking came all over the front of her dress. She's a little girl. He's 50 years old and he's married. I didn't see Hillary Clinton, who I did vote for, coming and standing up for Monica Lewinsky, who was turned into the devil of the world and vilified, and her life was ruined. I'm telling you right now, at 22, and by the way, at my age now, and I'm 150, if the president wants to fuck to me, I'm doing it. Yes, power is sexy and it's seductive. When you're young like that, you are going to get into that. And all these people that were holding signs, I just wanted to say, did you like Bill Clinton? You obviously love Hillary, but like that guy is a skanky pussy grabber too. You don't think he has private conversations where he talks about grabbing pussies? He does. He absolutely does. He stuck a cigar up her ass, on pussy in the Oval Office. Like, so if you're going to hold a sign like that and act like you're so deeply offended by it, then I want to see you being offended by Bill and Hillary Clinton, because she obviously wasn't that offended by that one thing about him, because she's married to somebody that's just as skanky as him. So for me, that one thing with the march, when anyone went to like that element of it, I was just like, that turns me off. It makes me feel like that's hypocritical, because those people don't hate Bill and Hillary Clinton. And I thought Hillary Clinton was almost just as guilty as him, because that girl was a little girl. She wasn't that much older than fucking Chelsea Clinton at that age. And nobody defended her and nobody stood up for her.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're 100% right. I agree with you. I support you 100%. 100%.
I just had to get that off my chest, you guys.
100.
So we're going to end.
100. You're supported.
On Scarlett Johansson, this clip of Scarlett Johansson, who her interviews, her speech was 8 minutes. We both loved it.
It was really good.
So if you have the time, watch the full interview. If not, this one clip is amazing.
President Trump, I did not vote for you. That said, I respect that you are our president-elect, and I want to be able to support you. But first, I ask that you support me. Support my sister. Support my mother. Support my best friend and all of our girlfriends. Support the men and women here today that are anxiously awaiting to see how your next moves may drastically affect their lives. Support my daughter, who may actually, as a result of the appointments you have made, grow up in a country that is moving backwards, not forwards, and who may potentially not have the right to make choices for her body and her future that your daughter Ivanka has been privileged to have.
She had a specific point of view. Yes. She wasn't lost.
Nope. That was specific, which was great, which is what was missing from so many of those speeches. She came out and she was talking about Planned Parenthood.
That's it.
You know what I mean? My health care and my right to do what I need to do with my shit.
My body.
And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that was what's missing. Like, I don't mind. That's what I wanted in general from that whole situation. I wanted more specifics. You know, like some
strong point
like there was
of view.
A Tammy Duckworth came up. She's a Congress. I think she's I'm not sure where she's from Hawaii, maybe. And like she's, you know, talking about specific things about voting people in and there are specific things that you should do and blah, blah. It gets into this area where it's like, you know, repeat after me. Rise up. Rise up.
Spoken word.
Rise up. I'm going to fight. What? I'm going to fight. I'm doing it tonight. Are you with me? Women. Then people are up there going like, women. 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 Come together. Like, no. Like, you know.
Well, we should have known Scarlett Johansson was going to shut the game down after that movie we love where she's like invincible.
Lucy.
We like love that movie so hard.
Lucy.
Like, and I like end up loving, I even like her or whatever, but I just like her for some reason. And I was like, get your hairdo. Yeah.
How Leslie was that hairdo?
I know. And said activist and actress. And I was like on the plane, like, does anyone have a fucking shiv or a hammer that I can bash between my eyes? And then she started and I was like, wow, I was
she
so
was
wrong.
Good.
I was like, Lucy's killing it.
Yeah. I don't want people to be turned off by the term feminist either. Like sometimes I don't like, there was a lot of people like, I don't want to call myself a feminist because I don't hate men. Like, and again, women aren't standing here trying to get together, talking about like my rights, because other women are oppressing them.
Exactly.
Like it is men. So, you know, and I don't mean to, it's like, it's a hard thing to talk about. It's like talking about race because you don't want to make everyone the villain. But at the same time, there is a thing where it's like this to me, this whole situation, it's like, yes, is it the whole and Van Jones liberals and conservatives and we all need to be better. But at the end of the day.
Oh, God.
Men.
Oh, Jesus.
Need to get it together. And I don't know if they need to. I don't know what they need to do as a group, but like they do need to
if
figure
you
some
want
shit
to
out
be in this group. You have to have
a thick skin. That's Reza. But like, you know what I mean? And
all
like,
right.
It's another conversation, but I'm just saying, just plant that seed in your mind. Like,
okay, we got to go.
All right.
So basically this is just going to take us into our friend, Ronnie, our dear friend, Ronnie. Because we're not going to stop the labia talk because he left us a message, during the Women's March in LA. So, that's going to take us into gay guys and their feelings.
Looking cute. And feeling cute. What you gotta do? Boy, let me tell you, you're gay. It's okay. It's a present from Jesus. Every day.
Donald Trump is our motherfucking president. That's right. Did you just feel that in your vagina? I don't have a vagina, obviously. Although if I was born these days, I probably would. My parents would have been like, he's a girl, he's trans. Give him a vagina. Maybe that's how he identifies. But I was born in the 70s. So I have a penis still. But I know that if you have a vagina, and I just said, Donald Trump is our motherfucking president, that your vagina was just like, oh my God! You guys, the vaginas protested today in LA, all across the world, actually. Huge, huge amount of vaginas. I was like, girl, I hope there's some gay bars open, because this is like the only time we can go this year where there ain't vaginas every place. Girl, the gays were out. We were like, they all at a parade. Let's get a drink. Yes. Instagram full of vaginas marching. There's pink vagina hats. There's like these hats. People are like, oh my God, they're wearing vagina hats. They're just like pink hats, I think. People freaking out over just vaginas. And vaginas freaking out about vaginas. I've never heard so many people freak. You know, Barbara Streisand spoke today. And so did Madonna. Think about that for a second. You know, Madonna is so talented, she can get on the same stage as the greats. And she Madonna. Like, I mean, I know she's Madonna and like she's huge and she's great, whatever. But, I mean, come on, with Barbara Streisand, the same stage. And Barbara's like, oh, my vagina's angry. And the Madonna's like, I'm a terrorist now. I'm going to blow up the White House. And everybody like, oh, God. Now everything's about vagina. You know, when Madonna started, Madonna was the only one grabbing the pussy back then, you know? It was her pussy. She's like, it's my pussy, I'm Madonna. She became, like, super famous and stuff. But, I mean, right now, it's all about pussy. That's all there is. And so, it's like, what's Madonna gonna say? She can't just say something about a pussy, because that's, she's been doing that since the 80s, y'all. So now Madonna's like, I'm gonna blow up the White House. So she's like full-on terrorist now. It's like, man, you take away Madonna's pussy and she becomes fucking ISIS. So anyway, the gays were out at the bar today. And I was like, y'all look at your Instagrams. Because our vaginas are out there marching with pussies on their head. Y'all seen that, right? And the gays are like, what are they marching for? They have everything. You know, like gays are like eternally, secretly jealous of women, even though you're our best friends. And they're like, what are they marching? I said, you know what? Calm down, everybody. Okay? We get gay pride. You know, we get to go out and be gay that day and just do whatever the fuck we want. You know, this is like a woman's gay pride parade. It's like, you haven't done that much to my vagina yet, but I know it's coming. And this is our vagina parade. And you know what? I'm behind it. Now, look, I didn't go to no vagina parade because that's a lot of vagina. And as a gay man, I have a very attuned sense of scent. That's a lot of vagina. I can smell the emotion coming out of your vagina. That's how close to women I am. So I didn't want to be around that many conflicting emotions on vagina day. I figured y'all could have that. But I ended up talking on the phone to a couple of my best friends, of course, women. Crying about men. So, in a way, I did support, like, really emotional vaginas. And it's like 3 a.m. now. I'm walking around my house drunk. And I feel like it's been a fucking amazing vagina day for me. Inadvertently. I didn't set out to have a good vagina day, but I did. And I would just like to say to those of you whose vaginas are all clenched up, like you don't know whether to be mad at me or not, that's your nature, you know? And you're right to wonder. But just know this. No matter what you think, I love you. And I love your vagina. And if anything happens to your vagina, if anyone comes in the way of your vagina and they're like, yeah, bigly vagina, taking away the rights of the vagina. Bitch, you know I'm going to be there. Just like I know your vagina, as it always has, will be at the march if they try and take away my gay marriage, which maybe will never be used, most likely. Like, let's face it. The point is, no matter what you got between your legs, we on the same team. I'm rooting for you. Happy Vagina Day. I guess it's the day after now, but you know what? Even if it's Monday, I appreciate your vagina, and I'm glad to know you, and I'm glad that you know me, and girls, you're our best friends, so thank you.
Thanks, Ronnie. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah.
Does anyone call you Ron? I can't really see that.
I don't think so.
I love how he loves to support and has, you know, his vagina, but also at the same time, he, like, calls it a vagina and also is grossed out by it, which I do appreciate.
Yeah, well, we're going to have Ronnie on in a real capacity because he's might be slightly conservative. I think
he's like you. I think he's like middle.
You think he's middle?
Yeah. Oh. I think he's middle. I think
moderate, as my friend Lee says.
Right. Moderate. I think he's moderate. But yeah, thanks, Ronnie. Ronnie has a podcast called Watch What Crappens.
Yeah.
So you should tune into that.
Yeah. You guys should. If we get all of our 14 listeners to listen to Watch What Crappens, man, that's really going to do great for him.
Yeah,
it's about Bravo.
Right.
So it's not as boring as this. But we love him and we're so glad. He wanted to weigh in on the march. We didn't tell him what to say. It was his feelings.
And I really just like felt it. I like agreed with him. I was like, yeah, it is like gay pride. That is so funny. It completely is.
Speaking of gay pride.
Get on the dance floor tonight.
Yeah.
Everyone get the G in their poppers.
So, Ronnie, thank you for doing being a gay guy.
And having feelings.
And having your feelings.
Yeah, that's nice. Now it's time for our long-awaited question segment.
Yay!
Questions and comments.
And I need gay answers. I got gay questions. And I need gay answers. Yeah, I got gay questions. And I need gay answers. I got gay questions. And I need gay answers.
Oh, okay. So, you might think have gay questions and that we might have gay answers, but the truth is there hasn't been that many questions.
No.
There's been more.
There's comments
and there's suggestions.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't know, Julie's Mr. Julie Goldman and I'm the Brandy Howard on Twitter. And we also have an official Facebook fan page run by Heather Douglas. That's with two S's. And I kind of want to call her Douglas, but I know she probably gets that all the time. And she's like, that's so cliche. Love you, Heather. So, meow meow. Mm. On the Facebook page, so we're not going to do any questions. We're going to do comments and suggestions.
Okay.
Jim Ryan, he's amazing. He does Twitter too.
Yeah.
He suggested that we have a bitchy drag queen read Trump tweets.
Well, here's what's going to happen. On this particular cruise.
Here's the good news.
On this particular cruise, the bitchiest, cuntiest, legendariest drag queen that's ever lived is performing on this cruise, so we're gonna try and get her to read some of the tweets
next week.
We'll see if we can do it. And if you don't know who that is, should I tell? Or
yeah,
it's Jackie Beat. Obviously, that is Jackie Beat's like, because you know, legendarily like cunt,
huge bitch, and yeah. We wrote with him on Fashion Police, and he was a fucking bitch then.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see if he'll do it, Jim. He probably won't because he's a bitch. Okay, so now. Shoshana Smizer on the Facebook page.
Shoshana.
Suggested that we drink while doing the show.
We did that.
And done. Got that for you, Shoshana, right away. And you know what? We normally do this show, if you can call it that, at 10 a.m. on Monday mornings.
Yeah.
So we will probably continue drinking mimosas just because our alcoholism is in full swing. But for now, Dictanic Part 1 and Dictanic Part 2 will both be filled with drinking for Shoshana. Okay, so Facebook page again. I urge all 12 of you that aren't on there to go on there now. Joanna Neuer said she really enjoyed the interviews with Kate Clinton.
Oh,
interview with Kate Clinton.
Nice.
That is really nice. And she requested more political comedians.
All right, well, we'll look into it.
There's like two of those on Earth.
Yep. Yeah, who's even left, really, of political comedians?
Well, the only one, there's that dude, Kamau W. Bell.
We could try and find him, yeah.
There's also that guy who's always on O'Reilly.
Ew.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm thinking of political comedians.
Yeah.
Jon Stewart does
not. Noah.
Jon Stewart does not do political stand-up.
That's true, but he used to. Didn't he or no?
Oh, I don't know. All right, Joanna, we're looking into it. We are going to have Tommy Alter on, and he's on.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Alter Family Politics.
Yeah. So we're going to have him on. Okay. So Brittany Block and Vicky Seifert Amador. That's two people, man.
Wow.
They both suggested that we check out the queen right wing gargoyle of Facebook. Tommy Lauren?
How do you say it? Literally on Facebook and online, it's either Tony or Tommy. People don't know.
It's Tommy.
Or Tammy.
But is it Tommy? I don't know how you say her name.
But I don't know either. I think it's Tommy.
She's a piece of shit.
Oh my God.
So thanks a lot, Brittany and Vicky, for putting that piece of shit
you
in our eyes.
You ruined my life. I didn't even know this person existed. Like, this girl is like, You know what? This is a girl that will turn a lesbian straight. This girl is a piece of shit.
She's a gargoyle for
She's
of the
garbage
highest
dumpster, cum dumpster. But I just do want to say this, that she was on Trevor. She was on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. And they have this whole thing with it. And he interviews her. And then they show them having coffee and stuff. But I just want to say that, like, I'm not a fan of Trevor Noah. Sorry, I'm just not.
I've never met one my whole life. Never once have I met somebody that's like, wow, I love the new Daily Show.
Yeah, I'm just not into it. I don't hate, I don't have some.
No, he's a nice guy, but
fine,
so what?
But I just
So's
not,
my uncle Bill.
Right. I'm not into it. And I thought that interview with her was, I feel like what happens is, like, a person who's like, for, like, if we were to talk to her, if I were to be able to sit across from her and talk to her, I'd be like, Tommy, what in the fuck?
Tommy, tell me.
Seriously, what the fuck? Like, we need to, like, get into this for reals. Not, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. No. Tell me how you feel. When you say this stuff, why are you so angry?
John, I think John Stewart would have gone in on her.
He would have, and he would have been way more funny. He just, like, he came off as smug. He wasn't funny. And it made her more valid.
Ugh, fail.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Of course.
And
fail.
So it was,
that's a giant fail.
Really fucking annoying. And, like, no, I want.
We understand. We're going to start a new segment called Julie's on her period and wants to fight with people. That's going to be coming up soon.
Bring it.
When she starts her period. And then we're going to have probably just someone I know, quite frankly, that she's going to fight with. All right. So Carrie Stratton, this was on Twitter. She suggested that we watch the movie Snowden, and girl.
Oh. And did
we ever?
Well, the CIA is listening right now. And oh my God, I have to put the band-aid on my.
Julie still hasn't put the sticker.
Oh, no.
I want you all to know I've had a sticker on my laptop since 2009.
I mean, I learned from Snowden, the CIA is like literally can go through your fucking laptop and your computer and your web.
You guys should all watch
and your
Snowden.
Phone and
Carrie, we loved it. Thank you for the suggestion. God. We loved it, and everyone should see it. It's just it's really just a good movie. Period.
It is a good movie. I mean, you
fantastic.
Know. A lot of acting in it, but yeah.
Well, geez.
What's his name?
Well, it's a, okay. So, here's our last one.
Okay.
Which is good because we have time. Not really. Eric R. Rodeboff. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say his last name, but he's actually, we've been communicating with Eric for a long time. He's like a longtime fan. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. He sent us an article on Twitter from the New York Times opinion page.
Ah, yes.
The article is entitled, Why Ivanka Trump is a Post-Feminist Huckster.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thank you, Eric. I want you to know before we go off on you that just kidding that a lot of the 14 listeners are super annoyed by how we talk about Ivanka.
Yeah. Oh my God,
we're probably blinded by her top sirloin puss because she's top shelf. I love her, she's beautiful. I'm that pretentious and that not even that's not I should say superficial. And a lot of people are annoyed by how we talk about her. So you're not alone. And we read the article because we do what people suggest.
Yep.
We watch Snowden within 24 hours. Yep. So we don't agree with the article.
We don't. I don't. We don't. I don't.
Sorry, guys.
We don't. Sorry. I can't deal.
Before you go, let me just say.
All right.
Right off the top of the bat, the word feminist is very confusing. And you compared it to racism. And I only agree with that in the way of just that. These kinds of things aren't black and white, and so many people want to make them black and white, and it's all semantics. Like, everyone's definition of that word is different. So to me, that's what fucks the whole article up from the beginning, because I'm like, well, I never considered her, I didn't like her because she was a feminist, so I don't give a fuck if she's a huckster, because I didn't care about that. That's like saying she's trying to sell me oranges. Well, I wasn't buying any oranges, so.
Well, and also, isn't a feminist just a woman who makes her own choices? And isn't that the point of the entire thing?
Well, it depends on your definition of it, I guess.
Right. Well, and I'm also not going to come down on someone who has made a choice to do what they want to do. Like, if that's what you want to do. And it's the same thing for a woman who...
Oh, like, if you want what if you want to be a housewife?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you want to stay home and be a housewife, good for you. If that makes
you
happy.
Then you're a feminist because you're doing you, boo.
You're doing you.
You do you, boo.
Yeah.
So we're peacing out. We love you, Eric. Keep on sending us inflammatory articles. Everyone else, keep sending us of how you hate Ivanka. We don't care. We don't take it personally.
And I'm not saying...
We love you guys.
Yeah. And listen, a woman can change her mind at any time.
Thank you, Wendy Williams. Morning, symphony, the song.
goddess of a universe gone crazy, or the call of thunder threatened every
okay, so this is the part of the show where I give Julie the task of finding one moment of the week that was a ray of light. That's why we play that annoying Madonna song in all the darkness. But to be honest, the bitch never really wants to do it. It's always annoying. So
I know, I can never find the thing.
So, I mean, we will be searching for hours. So I'm just going to do it this week. And even though we just had a whole Ivanka thing and it's so awkward. But really, so there's that. Is I'm so truly, genuinely excited by the glamour, the true and the glamour that is going to be up in my eyeballs as our new dictator takes office, that I'm going to get to look at. I thought Ivanka looked so beautiful at that inauguration, like that Veronica Lake hairdo that she was rocking, mm-hmm. and just walking down, and she's so pretty. And then Melania, I thought, so pretty.
And the blue thing, and the blue outfit.
And just Jackie Oing off. So good. So good. Just, I was like, oh my God. And then we've got weird bug-eyed, thyroid-eyes Tiffany with her cheap, you know, like Claire's boutique gloves on. And I was just like, we're going to get to look at great glamour and then weird sister glamour.
Like trashy. She's like an owl who ate
a rat.
She's
like
a
bird. Remember? Free like a bird.
Oh, free like a bird. Yeah. Well, I thought they looked wonderful, you know. That's what we have to do. You know, we try our best, you know. We can only look so good, you know. So Tiffany's like my stepdaughter.
I mean, no one talked to Tiff.
Should talk to Tiff.
That's right. I saw Eric, because I'm a master lip reader, say to his wife, I don't know, I was going like this, why is the camera on Eric? Turn the camera off Eric, put it on Ivanka. Why is it on Eric? And he kept saying, this is unbelievable, this is unbelievable, this is unbelievable. And his wife points down the street, and you know there's that whole controversy about how the crowds were not different, right. She points down the street and says, look down there. And he's like, again, shakes his head and is like, unbelievable. And I'm like, I should really be a lip reader for the CIA.
Seriously, you could go work for the CIA.
Oh, I can read in the cars next to me. I'll see some dumb idiot on their cell phone, on their, you know, talking to their Bluetooth. And I can just tell their whole conversation. I can read. It's crazy. I also saw Melania say, good job, babe.
Babe. She calls him babe.
I mean, babe.
Good job, babe.
But so that's the thing. I know it excites me. And I know, honestly, Michelle Obama was obviously very glamorous and very beautiful. The thing about Michelle Obama is that she's classy and has taste and is age appropriate. So that's not as exciting as a total fashion fail like Tiff. And then just because Ivanka's young and doesn't need to be age appropriate, you know, she's a millennial and she's 31 or whatever she is. Mm. So she's going to be, and then Melania's not going to be classy Michelle.
Is Melania like trashy? She doesn't seem trashy to me.
She's not trashy, but she's not age appropriate. She's way more. What I should say about Michelle Obama is that because she's a class act through and through, she was never sexual and sexy.
That's what it is, right?
And Melania and Ivanka are so sexy that I was like, honey, this is going to be fun. That got me excited. Right. So you know what? There's that.
All right, you guys, that's it for this incredible episode of Dumb Gay Politics.
It was incredible. Mm-hmm. Incredibly probably unorganized. So we're still going to be here, like I said, next week, giving you part two aboard the Dick-tanic.
It's going to be a lot more jizzy than this week, that's for sure. I mean, we're going to be covered in loads. we might walk around and interview dumb gay men
on dumb gay politics,
on dumb gay drugs.
Definitely going to be doing that. And if you like the songs, Looking Cute, Feeling Cute, which we do before Gay Guys and Their Feelings, or Gay Questions, which we did before Gay Questions, those are both by our bestie and sistie, Johnny McGovern. You can go on iTunes and buy those, and he would love that. You can listen to his podcast called Gayest of All Time. We're also on that. We just talk about regular, like, fun stuff, not boring stuff like this. But even though it's boring, it's also been real and it's been fun.
But it's mostly been gay and dumb.
Bagger.
Bagger.
It's drinking time. We're not going to let it go down like that because we got a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. We probably don't have all the facts, but we got opinions and we'll probably backtrack. That's why it's a dumb gay podcast, a dumb gay political podcast. Ooh, it's all shit. It's all shit. Ooh, it's all shit. It's all shit.